born again.
我们在地上的一生也要因他的名得胜。
And through his name also we overcome in all our life.
感谢主早晨在波饼聚会中与我们同在。
We thank the Lord that at table meeting his presence was with us.
我们同在这里等候主的回来。
And so together as we wait for his return.
我们的心实在盼望主如果早晨能够回来那该多好。
Our heart truly desires, if he were to come today, this morning, how wonderful it would be.
但主还没有回来。
However, he has not yet returned.
所以早上我们还要在主的面前，靠着他的恩典，我们还要一起来等候。
So this morning, according to his grace, we continue to wait.
请我们先打开圣经，读几处的经文。
Shall we open up the scriptures and read some passages?
请我们先翻到约翰福音第十六章。
Shall we first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16?
约翰福音十六章，我们要从二十三节读到二十七节。
John 16, we'll read verse 23 through 27.
约翰福音十六章二十三节，到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
John 16:23. In that day you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full.
这些事我是用比喻对你们说的，时候将到。我不再用比喻对你们说，乃要将父明明地告诉你们。
These things I have spoken to you in figurative language. An hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but will tell you plainly of the Father.
到那日，你们要奉我的名祈求。我并不对你们说，我要为你们求父。
In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will request of the Father on your behalf.
父自己爱你们。因为你们已经爱我，又信我是从父出来的。
The Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from the Father.
请我们再翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
Shall we next turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1?
使徒行传第一章，我们先从第三节读到第八节。
Acts chapter 1, let's first read verses 3 through 8.
他受害之后用许多的凭据将自己活活地显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
Gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard of from me.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel?
耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
He said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
请我们再翻到马太福音。
Shall we next turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
马太福音第十八章。
Matthew 18.
我们从第十八节读到第二十节。
We'll read from verse 18 through 20.
马太福音十八章第十八节。我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Matthew 18:18, Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两三个人在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
让我们再一起低头有一点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们为着你的同在感谢你。
Lord, for your presence, we thank you.
主啊，在你同在里，我们真是感受到你那完全全胜的爱。
Because in your presence there, we have come to know your amazing, almighty love.
主，是实在是你的爱保守了我们。
Because truly it is your love that has kept us.
主，是你的爱激励我们。
It is your love that encourages us.
主，叫我们在地上一同的来等候你的回来。
So that together we would wait for your return.
我们的心何等愿意你快回来。
So Lord, our hearts truly desire after your return.
主，到那日我们能够与你面对面。
Because on that day we will be face to face.
我们能够在永世里一同的爱你，一同的敬拜赞美你。
And in eternity there, we can love you and we could worship you.
主，愿以下的时间，你仍然与我们同在。
And so in the following time, we know that you are still with us.
向我们每个人的心说话。
Please speak to every one of our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
Amen. 感谢主，早晨弟兄提醒我们。我们爱是因为神先爱了我们。
We thank the Lord for our brother's reminder this morning that we love because he loved us first.
在佩拉铁菲的教会，他们就活出这样的见证。
In Philadelphia, the saints there lived out this testimony.
因着神的爱，借着主耶稣临到了他们。
Because God's love through the Lord Jesus has come upon them.
他们能够因着这起初的爱，他们也爱我们的神。
So that through this first love, that they are also able to love our God.
他们也爱我们的主。
And loved our Lord.
他们也彼此的相爱。
And they are able to love one another.
所以在他们中间有一个彼此相爱。属灵的实际。
So among them, there is the reality of loving one another.
这实在是我们心里面所羡慕的。
This is truly something that we admire after.
当过去这几个礼拜，我在主面前继续的默想。
So in the past few weeks, I have been meditating on this.
我们看见在腓拉铁菲的见证当中，他们有另外一个属灵的实际。
That in their testimony, there is another spiritual reality.
就是他们没有弃绝主的名。
And that is they have not denied His name.
他们没有弃绝主的名，不单单只是说到他们在人的面前承认主的名。
In not denying His name, it's not just that they did not deny His name in front of people.
他不单单只是说到他们在破坏的困难当中，他们仍然持守主的名。
It's not just that in a destroying persecution that they did not deny His name.
我相信他们没有弃绝主的名，更是说到。主的名在他们中间有一个属灵的实际。
In this not denying His name, more so they have touched the spiritual reality of it.
也就是说，主的名在他们中间是真实的。
That is to say, His name among them was real.
主的名在他们中间是有能力的。
His name among them had power.
所以主的话告诉我们说，在他们前面有一个敞开的门。
So that is why the Lord's word says that before them they have an open door.
是没有人能够关的。
Which no one can shut.
所以我们看见主的名。在他的教会当中是何等的宝贵。
So we know His name among them was so precious.
腓拉铁菲教会之所以有这样一个充满能力的见证
，For the Church of Philadelphia, for them to have this testimony full of power,
乃是与主的名非常有关系。
Has an intimate relationship with His name.
我们从约翰福音14章到16章那里，我们能够看见，在那是记载了一段主耶稣在他。在钉十字架之前对门徒们所说的一段话。
From John chapter 14 through chapter 16, we see a passage that is recorded of all the words of the Lord Jesus before he went up on the cross.
我们知道那是那最后一夜主耶稣对他们门徒说了非常紧要的一段话。
We know that these are very serious words that he spoke to his disciples the night before his death.
那段话主纯纯的训诲他们要关于祷告的事。
There he was constantly admonishing them regarding prayer.
他告诉门徒们一些关于祷告的一些条件。
He was giving them some requirements of prayer.
但其中有一个条件，主重复地说。
However, among these requirements, there's one that he constantly repeated.
他说了再说。
He said it again and again.
我想我们一起来看一下。
Shall we take a look?
在约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14。
我们先看第十四章第十三节。
Let's take a look at chapter 14, verse 13 first.
这一段都是主耶稣对门徒们说的话。
These are the words the Lord Jesus spoke to the disciples.
好，约翰福音十四章第十三节，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
John 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do.
叫父因儿子得荣耀。
So that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
十四节。
Verse 14.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
好，我们再看第十五章。
Next, let's turn to chapter 15.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
我们再看十六章第二十三节。
And then let's turn to chapter 16, verse 23.
是我们刚刚所读的。
And also what we just read.
到那日你们什么也就不问我了，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
In that day you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you.
二十四节，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着。
Verse 24, until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive.
最后二十六节。
Lastly, verse 26.
到那日你们要奉我的名祈求。
In that day you will ask in my name.
所以我们看见在短短的这一段主对门徒所说的话里头，主总共六次提到要门徒奉他的名。
So in this short passage of the Lord speaking to the disciples, six times he says to them that you must ask in my name.
为什么主要把这件事情告诉门徒们？
Why does the Lord need to bring up this matter to the disciples?
因为我们知道当主在地上三年半的时间，
Because we know for our Lord in his 3.5 years of time,
门徒们跟随主耶稣，
For the disciples following the Lord,
他们在地上碰到任何的事情，
Any matter that they encountered,
他们都可以转向主耶稣。
They could turn to the Lord.
他们都可以求告主耶稣。
They could ask of him.
主耶稣能够借着各样的神迹奇事来解决他们的问题。
And the Lord Jesus, through many signs and wonders, he could solve many of their problems.
但是主现在很快就要离开他们。
But now, very quickly, the Lord was going to leave them.
那当主离开他们以后，门徒他们遇见问题的时候怎么办呢？
So now that the Lord was going to leave, when the disciples encounter trouble, what are they going to do?
这时候主就告诉他们说，到那个日子会有一个重大的改变。
And so the Lord does tell them, at that day there will be a great change.
虽然我不在你们中间，
Even though I will not be in your midst,
但是我把我的名赐给你们。
But now I give you my name.
叫你们可以奉我的名祈求。
So that now you can ask in my name.
主说，你们无论向父求什么，他必成就。
The Lord says, whatever you ask of the Father, he will do it. He'll give it to you.
无论你们奉我的名向父求什么，就必得着。
Whatever you ask of the Father, he will give it to you.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be made full.
弟兄姐妹，这是主在他离世之前，他给门徒们，也是给我们的一个吩咐。
So, brothers and sisters, this is his admonishment to us before he left the world.
叫我们能够奉他的名，能够向天父祈求。
So that we could pray in his name as we ask of the Father.
在主复活的那一天，
So on the day of the Lord's resurrection,
主向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。
As the Lord appeared to Mary of Magdalene,
他对他说，你往我弟兄那里去。
He says, go to where my brethren are.
告诉他们，我要升上天去见我的父。
Tell them that I must ascend to heaven and meet my Father.
也是你们的父。
Which is your Father.
这里我们看见主把我们和父神的关系带到一个更亲密的一个关系里头。
So now we see that the Lord, he brings us to an even more intimate relationship with the Father.
父神如何是主耶稣的神，是他的父。
How the Father is God and Father to our Lord.
今天因着主从死里复活，
Because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus,
父神也成为我们的神，也成为我们的父。
Our Heavenly Father is now our Father and our God.
所以我们能够奉主的名，能够向父祈求。
So now we can pray in the name of the Lord as we request of Him.
无论求什么，
No matter what you ask,
因着主的名，
Through the name of our Lord,
父必为我们成就。
The Father will give it to us.
所以这里我们看见主的名实在是把我们带到了与父神更 亲密的一个关系里。
So now, through the name of our Lord, He has brought us into a more intimate relationship with the Father.
这个关系乃是一个父亲与儿女们的关系。
This relationship is one between a father and his children.
正如我们 Robert 弟兄上一周所和我们交通的。
Just as what our brother Robert has shared with us last week.
这关系亲密到一个地步。
This relationship is intimate to such a point.
主虽然他是大祭司。
That even though our Lord, He is the great high priest.
我们知道今天主仍然在父的宝座右边来为我们代求。
And we know that even today, our Lord Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding for us.
但在这里主却告诉门徒们说，
But here the Lord is saying to the disciples,
他不需要再为我们祈求。
He no longer needs to intercede for us.
虽然他仍然在为我们祈求。
Even though He is interceding for us.
但主在这里告诉门徒说，你们自己可以向天父祈求。
But the Lord now tells the disciples that you yourself can request of the Father.
因着主的名，
Through the name of the Lord,
天父必垂听我们的祷告。
The Heavenly Father will give it to you.
天父必应允我们所祈求的。
He will give you and He will now withhold nothing from you.
这是什么原因呢？
What is the reason for this?
我们看见主说，乃是因为我们爱了他。
Our Lord says it is because we love Him.
因为我们爱天父所爱的他的独生爱子。
Because now we love that which the Father also loved, that is His only Son.
所以我们看见因着神的爱临到了我们。
And so now because of the love of God has come upon us.
因着主的爱充满了我们。
Because the love of the Lord fills us.
叫我们也爱我们的主。
So that we can also love our Lord.
因着爱我们爱我们的主。
And through loving the Lord.
因着我们爱我们天父所爱的。
And since we love that which the Heavenly Father loves.
天父也爱我们。
Now the Heavenly Father loves us.
他要因着主的名。
Through the name of the Lord.
他要应允我们一切的祷告。
He will now grant us all of our prayers.
所以我们看见今天父神爱我们就像他爱他的儿子一样。
And so today we see that our Heavenly Father loves us as He loves His Son.
我们知道当主在地上的时候，
We know that when our Lord was on earth,
他常常向父神祈求。
He would often pray to the Father.
在约翰福音十一章主告诉我们，
In John chapter 11, the Lord tells us,
父常常听他的祷告。
That the Heavenly Father often heard the prayers of the Son.
父常常应允他的祈求。
And the Father often granted His request.
因着这个缘故，
And so because of that,
今天父也要垂听我们的祷告。
The Father will also hear our prayers.
今天天父也要应允我们的祈求。
And the Father will also grant us our requests.
乃是因着主的名。
It is through the name of our Lord.
让我们能够放胆的来到施恩宝座前。
So that we can boldly come before the throne of grace.
能够来向我们的天父来祈求，来祷告。
So that we can come, pray, and request of our Heavenly Father.
在这里主告诉我们说，我们要祈求，要向天父祷告。
And so here He tells us that as we request and pray to the Heavenly Father,
那我们该怎么样来祷告呢？
How do we pray?
我们既然得着一个与天父这样一个亲密的关系，
Now that we have received such an intimate relationship with the Father,
我们如何能够借着这关系能够来到父神面前来祷告？
How, through this relationship, should we pray to our Father?
主说奉我的名。
The Lord says you are to pray in His name.
这秘诀乃是在于主的名。
The secret is in His name.
我们若奉主的名来到父神那里，
If through His name we come to the Father,
无论求什么，
No matter what you ask,
就必得着。
Then you will gain it.
我们知道这个主的名不是只是一个形式。
We know that in His name it's not a formality.
主的名乃是一个事实。
His name is a reality.
因为我们的主他已经到了父那里去。
Because our Lord has already gone to the Father.
而且他把他的名留给了我们。
And He has left us His name.
叫我们能够奉他的名来向父神祈求。
So now we can request of the Father in His name.
所以主的名留给我们，这是我们一个极大的特权。
So the fact that we have His name, it is a great privilege for us, or no
authority. 主的名留给我们，乃是让我们能够得着主的自己。
Now we have His name, that means we can gain Himself.
主的名差不多就是主他自己本身。
His name represents who He is, Himself.
主的名在哪里有实际？
Wherever there is His reality.
在哪里就有主同在的实际？
There is the reality of His presence.
主的名在哪里有一个真实的权柄？
Wherever there is His true authority,
在那里奉他名的祷告就带出能力。
There we see that prayers that are prayed in His name will bring about great power.
这是腓拉铁菲教会之所以能够在地上有一个荣耀的见证。
This is how Philadelphia could have such a glorious testimony.
这是为什么在腓拉铁菲教会的面前他们有一个敞开的门。
This is why before the Church of Philadelphia they had that open door.
就是因着主的名在他们中间是真实的。
It is because in their midst the Lord's name was true and real.
主的名在他们中间是有权柄。
In their midst His name had authority.
所以在他们面前 有一个敞开的门。
And so that is why before them they had an open door.
所以他们的祷告能够叫神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that through their prayers, God's will could be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们感谢赞美主。
So we give thanks and praise to our Lord.
主的名是那超乎万名之上的名。
His name is above all other names.
今天这个名，主已经将它赐给了我们。
And in this name, He has given it to us.
所以我们能够来借着他的名，我们能够在地上来祷告。
So now through His name on earth today, we can pray.
就我们能够在地上借着祷告，我们让神的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that we could pray for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以这里主劝勉门徒，也劝勉我们要奉他的名祷告祈求。
And so here the Lord is exhorting His disciples and exhorting us to pray in His name.
弟兄姐妹，奉主的名的含义是什么呢？
So what is the true meaning of in His name?
我们知道，在我们当中每一个蒙恩得救弟兄姐妹，我们都知道，我们也都曾经奉主的名祷告。
So for all of us brothers and sisters here, we have all prayed in this way. We say in the name of our Lord Jesus.
但主的名在我们祷告里头，它是不是真实的？
But is His name in our prayers? Is it true?
主的名在我们祷告里头，它是不是有它当得的权柄？
In His name in our prayers, does He have the rightful authority in place?
在这里我们看见奉主名祷告的一个第一个含义，乃是说到我们与主是合而为一。
So for the first meaning of being in His name is a union or being one with Him.
也就是说我们祷告所祈求的必须与主的性情是相吻合的。
That is to say, in our prayers, that nature of that prayer must be one with our Lord Jesus.
这是奉主的名。
That is in His name.
奉主的名也说到，我们的祷告乃是照着主的旨意。
And that also is to say, when we say in His name, it is according to His will.
所以我们看见，当我们奉主的名祷告祈求的时候
，So when we pray and ask things in His name,
我们所求的必须是与主的性情是相合的。
All that we ask must be according to His nature.
也必须是符合他的旨意。
And must be according to His will.
这样子，当我们奉主的名祷告的时候
，So when we pray in His name,
我们所祈求的父就必为我们成就。
All that we ask, the Father will grant it to us.
我们知道主的名不是只是单单是一个形式。
We know that praying in His name is not merely a formality.
因为我们常常我们祷告结束的时候，我们都知道要奉主耶稣的名来祷告。
Because oftentimes when we pray, as we conclude, we say we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
但是如果它不过是一个形式而已。
However, if it is just a formality,
如果主的名在我们身上，在我们祷告里头不是一个真实的。
If His name in us is not true,
虽然我们嘴巴里讲奉主的名祷告，
even though we say with our mouth we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus,
但是我们祷告可能连天花板都没有出去。
It is possible that perhaps our prayers has not even gone past the ceiling.
但如果主的名在我们身上是真实的，
however, if His name is true in our lives,
主的名在我们身上是有权柄的，
and if His life has authority in us,
我们的祷告，我们奉主名的祷告就能够达到天上的宝座。
Then our prayers, as we pray it in the name of our Lord Jesus, it will reach the throne of heaven.
父神就必垂听。
And the Father will hear it.
父神就必成就。
And the Father will grant it.
因为他要叫他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Because He desires His will to be as on earth as it is in heaven.
奉主的名还有另一个进一步的含义。
There is another further meaning of praying in His name.
他讲到我们奉主的名祷告，乃是我们要服在主的名的权柄底下。
That as we pray, we are to submit ourselves beneath His authority.
若是我们不能服在主的名的权柄底下，
If we cannot submit beneath the authority of His name,
虽然我们嘴巴里面讲奉主的名，
Even though with our mouth we say in His name,
弟兄姐妹，主的名在我们祷告里头，它并不能够带出那个属天的能力。
In our prayers, He cannot bring about that heavenly power.
所以奉主的名乃是让我们看见我们必须要照着主的旨意来祷告。
So we know that when we pray in His name, we must be praying according to His will.
我们必须照着主的性情来祷告。
We must be praying according to His nature.
这样我们能够经历到我们奉主的名祷告在地上是能够成就神的旨意。
So that we could experience how on earth we are now accomplishing His will.
所以我们的祷告并不是凭着我们自己的名。
So when we pray, it is not according to our own
name. 今天虽然我们成了父神的儿女，
even though today we have become the children of God,
我们与父神有一个生命的关系，
and we have this life relationship with the Father.
但是我们来到父神面前祷告祈求的时候，
however, as we come and pray and request of the Heavenly Father,
我们乃是凭着主耶稣基督的名。
We come according to the name of our Lord Jesus.
反正我们在地上所祷告、所祈求的。
So that everything that we ask and pray of.
没有一样父神不成就。
There's not one thing the Heavenly Father will not do.
所以我们看见借着奉主名的祷告。
And so we know that these prayers in his name,
就把我们带进了与主更深的合一。
He will bring us to a deeper union with the Lord.
叫我们能够更认识主的性情。
So that we can come to know his nature even more.
叫我们能够更明白主的心意。
So that we can understand his heart's desire even more.
好，叫我们在地上能够成为一个主所使用的器皿。
So that we could be a useful vessel in the hand of our Lord.
借着我们的祷告，叫神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Through our prayers, his will be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven.
所以主说，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么。
And so that is why the Lord says, you have not asked me anything in my name.
如今你们求，就必得着。
But if you ask, he will give it to you.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be made full.
弟兄姐妹，你心里面渴不渴慕，我们在地上能够这样子来与神同工呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you desire in your hearts to co-work with the Lord in this way?
那我们如何来操练奉主的名来祷告祈求呢？
So how should we learn and practice praying in his name?
我简单从两个方面和弟兄姐妹来交通。
So very simply, I want to share from two different aspects.
第一，我们必须要相信顺服。
Firstly, we must believe and submit.
也就是说，主的名在我们身上，它必须是真实的。
That is to say, his name must be true in our lives.
主的名在我们中间，它必须是真实。
His name in our midst must be true and real.
因为主的名在一个或者在一群的弟兄姐妹身上，在一群相信顺服他的人身上，他是蛮有能力的。
Because his name on one person or even a group of people who truly believe and submit to him, it will be full of power.
使徒行传告诉我们，当主耶稣他受害复活之后，
In Acts it tells us that after the Lord Jesus suffered and he had died,
他用许多的凭据向门徒们显现。
He came and he appeared to many of the disciples through many convincing proofs.
有40天之久向他们显现，来讲论神国的事。
Appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke of the things concerning the kingdom of God.
在哥林多前书第15章，保罗更告诉我们，有一次主耶稣向500多位弟兄显现。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, there Paul tells us that at one time the Lord Jesus appeared to 500 brothers.
所以当他们在聚集的时候，
And so as they were gathering there,
主就嘱咐他们说，
The Lord said to them,
不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的圣灵。
Do not leave Jerusalem until the promise of the Holy Spirit has been given.
他说从前约翰是用水施洗。
He said that in the past, John baptized with water.
但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
But you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
所以我们看到过不久，当主耶稣复活，他升天以后。
So after the Lord Jesus did ascend to heaven,
在耶路撒冷的小楼那里，有120位基督徒在那里等候，在那里祷告。
There in the upper room in Jerusalem, there were disciples who, and those who followed the Lord were waiting before him and praying.
他们信从主耶稣所对他们说的话。
They trusted and believed in the words that the Lord spoke to them.
他们在那里同心合意的祷告等候。
And together with one heart and mind, they were praying and waiting for the Lord.
在五旬节的那一天，
On the day of Pentecost,
他们就成了神成就他旨意的器皿。
They became the vessel that God desired.
我们看见圣灵就照着他们所祷告的浇灌在他们身上。
And we see that the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them.
把他们将他们浸成一个身体。
So that they were baptized into one body.
我们看见荣耀的教会就诞生了。
And we see the birth of the glorious church.
兄弟姐妹，这是一件极大的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great matter.
在那里神得着120个人。
There the Lord gained 120 individuals.
他们相信顺从主。
They believed and they obeyed the
Lord. 他们在那里同心合意的祷告。
And with one heart and mind they were praying.
他们就叫神的旨意从行在天上，行在地上，如同行在天上。
And so they allowed God's will as to occur on earth as it occurred in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，虽然主复活以后，他至少曾经向500多位弟兄显现。
We know that after his resurrection, he appeared at least to 500 brethren.
但是我们看见在那段时间里面，只有120位基督徒，他们在那里照着主所说的，在那里同心合意的祷告。
However, there were only 120 disciples who were sitting there waiting and praying.
我就想，我们假设。
And so I think, let us imagine.
那段日子，如果只有60位弟兄姐妹在那里同心合意祷告。
If there were only 60 who were there waiting and praying together.
弟兄姐妹，神的旨意成不成就呢？
Would God's will be done?
神的旨意仍然要成就。
Yes, God's will still will be done.
因为主说过，在地上有两三个人奉他的名聚集。
Because the Lord said, if there are two or three who gather in His name,
主的同在就在那里。
His presence will be there.
他们所祈求的
，all that they ask,
天父必成就。
The Heavenly Father will do.
所以今天不是一定要有120个人。
So it's not that there must be 120.
即使只有60个人在那里奉主的名同心合意祷告。
Even if there are only 60 who are praying together with one accord.
我们看见神的旨意。仍然要成就。
We see that God's will still will be accomplished.
差别在哪里？
So what's the difference?
只有这60个人。
Only these 60.
如果他们照着主所说的。
If they do according to what the Lord has said.
他们相信顺从主的话。
If they trust and believe God's word.
他们在那里同心合意祷告。
And they're praying in one heart and mind.
他们照着主的心意来祷告。
And they're praying according to the will of the Father.
我们看见神的旨意成就在地上。
We see that the will of the Lord will be accomplished on earth.
他们能够成为神旨意成就的器皿。
They will be the vessel which accomplishes the will of the Lord.
那其他的人呢？
What about the others?
虽然他们见过主的复活的主。
Even though they had met the resurrected Lord.
虽然他们听过了主的命令和吩咐。
Even though they have heard the command of the Lord.
但是他们却没有相信顺从。
They did not believe and obey.
他们在神旨意成就上面他们就无份无关。
In accomplishing the will of the Father, they had no portion of it.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神旨意必要成就在地上。
We see that the Father's will must be accomplished on earth.
但神要得着一般的器皿。
However, God wants to gain a group of vessels.
是能够与他同工的。
Those who are willing to co-work with him.
能够把他的旨意从天上带到地上。
To bring his will from heaven down to earth.
我们感谢我们的神。
So we thank our Lord.
在我们教会礼拜三的祷告会里头。
In our church's Wednesday night prayer meeting.
我们也差不多有六七十位的弟兄姐妹。
We have approximately 60 to 70 individuals.
其中有大半的都是年轻弟兄姐妹。
And among them, the majority are young people.
他们实在是十分的宝贵。
They are truly precious.
我就想起大约在六年多前。
And so I remembered about 6 years ago.
弟兄姐妹在教会的祷告会礼拜三教会祷告会当中。
In our prayer meeting on Wednesday nights.
在六年多前主把一个负担放在弟兄姐妹的心里头。
About 6 years ago, the Lord put a burden in our hearts.
叫我们来为青年人祷告。
To pray for the young people.
那时候我们当中的青年人是屈指可数。
At that time, you could count the number of young people on our fingers.
所以那时候弟兄姐妹就从主领受了这样一个托付。
And since brothers and sisters had received this entrustment from the Lord,
就顺服主来为我们当中年轻人的这个事情来祷告。
We obeyed the Lord in praying for the matter of the young people.
虽然开始的时候我们也不知道要祷告什么。
At the beginning, we didn't know what to pray about.
但差不多祷告了半年多时间。
But after about half a year's worth of praying,
我们看见神在我们中间做了奇妙的事。
We see that God did an amazing work among us.
今天不仅在我们当中有许多讲英语的青年人。
Today, not only are there many young people who speak English,
更宝贵的，他们能够许多的青年人能够参加礼拜三教会的祷告会。
But even more precious is that they attend the Wednesday night prayer meeting.
我们当时祷告的时候，想也没想到的。
At that time, we could not even imagine it.
今天在我们当中还有许多会讲中文的年轻人。
But today also among us there are many young people who speak Chinese.
所以我们在聚会当中，我们常常看到好多年轻人。
So among us we see so many young people.
有些人或许想，他们从哪里来
？Perhaps you may think, where did they come from?
感谢主，这是主自己做的。
We thank the Lord. The Lord Himself did this.
但主在地上，他要成就他的旨意，他要得着一般的器皿。
And so we thank the Lord that for the Father to accomplish His will, He must gain some vessels.
当我们相信顺服主的时候
，If we trust and obey the Lord，
当我们奉主的名同心合意祷告的时候
，And as we pray with one heart and mind in His name，
我们看见主就要在地上做奇妙的事情。
Then we find that the Lord will do amazing things among us.
我们知道主不仅把这许多青年人聚集在我们中间。
Not only have the Lord gathered many young people among us.
我们感谢主，从2010年冬天开始，主也为我们开始了一个青年人的追求聚会。
We also thank the Lord that in the winter of 2001, we began to have a winter retreat.
今年是第五年。
This year is our fifth year.
今年的时间是12月26号到29号。
So this year it will be December 26 to 29.
所以我们看见短短的这过去这六年多的时间里面，这完全是主自己做的。
So in these very short 6 years, this is the work that the Lord Himself has done.
因着在地上有一般弟兄姐妹。
And so On earth, as there is a group of brothers and sisters,
他们相信顺服主,
as they trust and obey the Lord,
他们奉主的名同心的祷告,
and as they pray together in one heart and mind,
我们看见主就能够做人所不能做的事,
we see that the Lord is able to do that which man cannot do.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们愿意在神的旨意成就上面能够成为神所用的一个器皿吗?
So brothers and sisters, are we willing to be that vessel that God can use?
我们知道今天主在我们中间开始的这个青年人的工作。
We know that God has begun a work among the young people here.
那不过是一个起头。
However, it's just a beginning.
我们知道我们的主他不会满足于人多。
The Lord will not be satisfied just with having a large attendance.
我们知道主在我们中间还有更美好的心意。
We know that the Lord has an even more beautiful desire.
主还要带领我们往前。
He wants to move us forward.
那我们愿意起来成为主合用的器皿。
Are we willing to be that useful vessel?
我们愿意在地上来相信顺服主所说的，我们来一起祷告。
Are we willing to trust and obey and pray together?
叫主的旨意能够行在我们中间，如同行在天上一样。
So that His will may be accomplished on earth among us as it is in heaven.
叫主在我们中间能够得着一个真实腓拉铁菲的见证。
So that among us He can gain a true testimony of Philadelphia.
愿主自己用他的爱再来激励我们。
May the Lord Himself with His love again encourage us.
愿主在我们中间能够兴起更多那恒切祷告的器皿。
May the Lord raise up more vessels who are willing to pray desperately.
礼拜三晚上的祷告会在 Building 2聚会厅里头。
And so Wednesday night prayer meeting is at Building 2 at 8 o'clock.
好，关于奉主的名祷告的第二方面的操练。
The second aspect of training and practice in praying in His name.
来讲到奉主的名祷告，也就是要同心合意祷告。
Is that when you pray in His name, you must be of one heart and mind.
奉主的名祷告不仅是要合乎主的性情。
Not only are you to be in accordance with the nature of the Lord.
还要必须也是照着主的心意。
But it must be according to His will.
所以我们看见这同心合意的祷告不是你同我的心，我同你的意。
It's not that we are of one heart of one mind with one another.
同心合意祷告乃是我们必须要与主同心与主同意。
But we must be of one heart, one mind with the Lord.
我们设想在五旬节那一天120个门徒在那里同心合意祷告。
We can imagine the 120 disciples who were seated in the upper room as they were praying.
他们是如何能够达到这同心合意呢?
How did they gain to such a unity?
并不是使徒彼得保雅各和约翰他们三个人来代表大家同心合意。
It's not that the apostles Peter, James, and John that they represented everyone in being of one heart and one mind.
是120个人他们必须每一个人都是同心合意。
But all 120 individuals, they were all of one heart and one mind.
很可能乃是借着使徒彼得、雅各和约翰他们把从主所领受的话语交通给弟兄姐妹。
It is very possible that through Peter, James, and John as they shared the words of the Lord with the rest,
就像Stephen 弟兄上一周所说的
Just as what our brother Stephen has shared last week,
就是这样的交通
Through such fellowship,
我们能够一同来明白主的意思
Together we can come to understand our Lord.
当我们都顺服圣灵在里头的感动和带领
And together as we obey the moving and convicting of the Spirit,
就我们能够达到与主同心合意
In that way can we gain to the unity of our Lord.
弟兄姐妹这是唯一我们能够达到同心合意的一个途径
This is the only way in which we can gain to unity.
乃是叫基督身体的每一个肢体
So that every single member of His body
都是连于元首
can be connected to the head
都是顺服元首
can all obey the head
圣灵就把我们联络在一起
Then the Holy Spirit will connect us together.
叫我们能够进入主的心和主的意里头
so that we can enter into the heart and mind of our Lord
当我们都愿意服下来的时候
when we are all willing to submit ourselves
我们看见圣灵就把我们带进那与主同心合意的里头
then the Holy Spirit is able to bring us into unity
当我们这样子同心合意祷告的时候
as we pray with one heart and one mind
我们看见主的旨意就要行在地上如同行在天上
we see that the will of the Father of our Lord will be done on earth as it is in heaven
所以我们看见在五旬节的时候
so we see on the day of Pentecost
当120个人他们在那里同心合意祷告
when 120 were praying together with one heart and mind
他们照着主所说的
and as they did according to what the Lord said
他们顺服主的意思
and as they obeyed the Lord
他们为着圣灵的浇灌在那里同心合意祷告
as they were praying for the baptism of the Spirit
我们看见父所应许的圣灵就浇灌下来
we see that the promise of the Lord of the Spirit was poureddown.
就把他们浸成了那一个荣耀的身体。
And they were baptized into that glorious body.
那我们在 在操练这同心合一祷告最大的障碍或是说困难是在哪里呢
？So what is the greatest challenge or problem of this training and praying？
就是我们的己。
That is ourself。
我想这是我们很容易明白的。
This is easy for us to understand。
不要说我们中间120个人。
Let's say there's 120 among us。
今天如果我们找12个弟兄姐妹
，If you are to find 12 brothers and sisters，
我们要来操练同心合一祷告。
To learn how to pray with one heart and one mind。
你就发现在我们当中可能有12个不同的意见。
You will find 12 different opinions。
或许可能还不止12个。
Or perhaps more than 12 opinions。
因为有些人三心二意。
Because some people have double minds。
所以我们看见凭着我们人是不可能达到同心合一。
So according to us, it is impossible to be of one heart and one mind。
我们用世界上的方法，我们来彼此统一一下。
And so, if let us use some earthly methods to agree with one another.
有姐妹，那仍然不是这里所说的同心合意。
That is still not the one heart and one mind that is spoken of here.
那仍然不是真实奉主的名的祷告。
It is not prayer that is truly in His name.
奉主的名的祷告。
Prayer that is in His name.
奉主的名同心合意祷告。
Prayer that is of one heart and one mind.
我们必须要与主同心。与主同意。
We must be of one heart, one mind with the Lord.
我就用一个例子。
Let me use an example.
在主耶稣钉十字架的那一个晚上。
That night before the Lord was to be crucified.
我们知道主带领门徒到了客西马尼园。
We know that the Lord brought his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
也要门徒跟他一起祷告。
And he desired for his disciples to pray together with him.
我问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
那天晚上。
That night.
门徒们他们应当如何同心合意祷告呢？
How are the disciples to pray together?
弟兄姐妹，如果你是其中一个门徒
，Brothers and sisters, if you are one of those disciples,
主告诉你说他要被钉十字架
，and the Lord tells you that he is to be crucified,
他要被交在那不法人的手里
，and that he was going to be delivered to the hands of the evildoers,
他要受羞辱
，and that he will be shamed,
他要被鞭打
，and that he will be whipped.
弟兄姐妹，你会如何祷告
？Brothers and sisters, how would you pray?
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真是爱主。
Brothers and sisters, if you truly love the Lord,
那天晚上我们一定祷告说：“主啊，父啊，求你不要让这事临到我们的主。”
Perhaps we would pray, Father, please do not allow this to happen to our Lord.
因为我们实在是爱我们的主。
Because we truly love our Lord.
而且我们的前途也都记在他的身上。
And our future is all in Him.
是不是
？Isn't that so?
你说我们怎么样子能够在那个晚上客西马尼园里头能够同心合一祷告
？We would say, How is it possible that we would pray all in agreement on the night before His crucifixion?
在那里，我们看见我们的主给我们做了一个榜样。
And so here we see our Lord; He was an example for us.
主向父神祷告说。
Our Lord Jesus prayed to the Father.
然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but your will be done.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们的主在地上，他是一个遵照天父意思的人。
We see our Lord.
他无论在地上做什么事，他说什么话
，No matter what he said，
就是在最小的事情上
，Even in the smallest matter，
他都遵照父的意思。
He still did everything according to the Father.
所以在那里，我们看见我们要能够达到同心合意的祷告。
So in order for us to gain to the prayer of one heart, one mind,
我们必须要学习舍己，背起十字架。
We must learn how to deny ourselves and pick up the cross.
我们必须要不照我的意思。
We must pray not according to our will.
只要照主的意思。
According to the will of the Father.
弟兄姐妹，当我们这样子来学习同心合意祷告。
So in this way, as we learn to pray in one heart and one mind.
当我们学习不要照我的意思。
And as we learn not to pray according to our own desire.
只要照主的意思的时候。
Only according to the desire of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是在地上奉主名同心合意的祷告。
Then that is a prayer of one heart, one mind in His name.
在天上的父必为我们成就。
Then the Heavenly Father, He will accomplish it.
弟兄姐妹，就让我们看见我们在地上学习同心合一祷告一个最宝贵的一个功课。
So we see that this is one of the most precious lessons as we learn how to pray in His name.
乃是要借着祷告的学习。
That is as we learn to pray.
神要把我们带进与他儿子的合一里头。
Our Lord, our Father will bring us into union with our Lord.
叫我们能够思想主耶稣所思想的。
So that we could think upon that which our Lord thinks upon.
叫我们能够拣选。主他所拣选的
，so that we could choose that which our Lord chooses，
让我们能够喜悦主他所喜悦的
，so that we would be pleased in that which He is pleased in，
好叫我们能够以神的旨意为可喜悦的
，so that that is why and how we can accomplish that which pleases the Father。
弟兄姐妹，神的旨意对你我而言是可喜悦的吗
？Brothers and sisters, are we pleased in the will of God？
今天如果主要我们在生活当中一件事情。学习舍己背十字架。
Today, if the Lord wants us to learn to deny ourselves and pick up the cross,
弟兄姐妹，这个旨意是我们所喜悦的吗
？Is this a will that we are pleased in?
弟兄姐妹，只有当我们以神的旨意为可喜悦的
Only when we are pleased with the will of the Father.
我们才有可能能够在祷告当中，我们来进入与主的同心，与主的同意。
Can we enter into the will of our Lord and our Father?
所以弟兄姐妹，其实我们很多时候以为十字架的功课是在我们遭遇艰难的时候我们才学习的。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we think that when we encounter difficult situations, that is when we are to bear the cross.
但弟兄姐妹，其实在祷告的里头是我们操练学习舍己背十字架跟从主最好的机会。
However, to learn to deny yourself, pick up the cross, it is the best time is to learn in our prayer life.
因为借着我们每一次祷告的机会，
Because through every opportunity of prayer,
我们能够来认识主的性情。
We can come to know the nature of our Lord.
我们能够来寻求他的心意。
We come to seek out his will.
那当主的意思和我们意思不相合的时候，
When our will is in conflict with his will,
我们就有一次的机会来学习舍己背十字架。
Again, we have the opportunity to deny ourselves and pick up our cross.
所以我们看见借着这样的祷告的学习，
So through this learning of prayer,
就把我们带进与主的合一。
It brings us into unity with our Lord.
借着这样与主同心合一祷告的学习，
And so through praying of this unity,
神就能够把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
God is able to mold us into the image of his Son.
好叫我们在地上的时候，
So that while we are on earth,
我们能够拣选主的旨意。
We can choose His will.
我们能够把神的意思摆在我们自己的意思的前面。
We can place His will before us.
感谢主在这个礼拜当中带领我有经历一件小小的事情。
I thank the Lord that through this past week, the Lord has brought me to learn something.
因为差不多一个多礼拜前，我们全家都感冒生病。
About a week ago or so, our entire family was sick.
那个从我开始。
Started from me.
然后我们全家都病了。
Our entire family was ill.
那因为我这段时间每个礼拜都会打电话给我在台湾的父亲。
And this past week, every day, I was calling my father in Taiwan.
Every
week, I was calling.
特别在过去这两年前，知道他身体生病以后。我差不多每个礼拜都会打电话。
Particularly, in the last 2 years after he has gotten sick, I was calling him every week.
那我们都能够交通，他在主日里头听见主的话。
We would fellowship on that which the word that he heard at church every week.
所以在上个周末呢，在谈话当中，我就顺便提到说，我们全家都感冒了。
And so last week in our phone conversation, I just happened to mention that we were all sick.
就我父亲呢，就在过去这个礼拜当中，每一天。
And so that is why in this past week, every day my father was calling me.
这是这一辈子没有发生过的事。
This is something that has never happened in this lifetime.
不是因为他不爱我们。
It's not that he doesn't love us.
他不习惯打电话。
He's not used to picking up the phone to call.
可是这个礼拜他每天打电话给我们。
But this week he called us every day.
他就问我说啊，你们好了没有？
And so he would ask, are you well? Are you better?
他一直为我们祷告。
And he kept praying for us.
我很感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
我父亲在两年前受浸。
My father was baptized
他知道他在地上的日子是随时可能主都要接他回家。
And he knows that on any day, the father could take him back to his heavenly home.
这两年他学习会祷告。
And so in these 2 years, he's been learning how to pray.
他什么事都祷告。
He prays about everything.
所以感谢主，在我们生病的事上，他也成为一个代祷的人。
And so in this regard, in this matter of our illness, he has been one who intercedes.
我父亲也是一个性情中人。
My father is also an emotional person.
特别在过去的两年当中啊，回去有机会看望他。
And particularly in these last 2 years, as we go back and visit him.
啊，当我回来以后。
And after I come back.
啊，有几次他告诉我。
There have been several times he tell me.
他心里面难过了好几天。
That he would be very sad for a few days.
因为他不知道还有没有机会能够再见到我。
Because he doesn't know if he has any other opportunity to see me again.
但在过去这几天，因为他每天打电话给我。
But through these past few days, because he's been calling me every day.
当然，我也跟他分享主的恩典在我们身上带领我们恢复。
And of course, I would share with him how God's grace has been on us to help us recover.
那我就顺便跟他提了一件事。
I would also mention.
我说，再过一两个月，我回去看望你好不好
？That would it be okay that I go visit you again in 1 to 2 months?
从前我父亲他是非常高兴。我们回去看他。
In the past, my father would always be overjoyed that I would go and visit him.
可当这个礼拜，当我跟他讲说过一两个月我过去看他的时候
，That as I mentioned, perhaps in 1 to 2 years I will go visit him.
我父亲停了一下。
My father stopped for a moment.
然后他告诉我。
And he said,
他说看主的意志如何。
He says, let's consider the will of God.
他说让主来带领。
Will allow the Lord to lead.
就因为当我在电话这一端听到他说这个话的时候。
And so as I heard my father say this over the phone,
我感受到一个真实属灵的权柄。
I encountered a true spiritual authority.
刚开始我不明白。
Previously, I did not understand it.
后来主开启了我。
However, the Lord revealed it to me.
在一个愿意把神的意思放在前面的人身上。
For a person who is willing to place the will of God first.
在一个人他愿意把主的意思放在自己意思的前面的时候 的人身上。
A person who is willing to place God's will above their own will.
在那里有真实属灵的权柄。
There you will find true spiritual authority.
就像我们的主在地上的时候。
Just like our Lord when he is on earth.
为什么借助他的人能够感受到那个权柄呢？
How is it that other people could sense that spiritual authority?
那是因为我们的主在地上的日子里。
It is because on the days of our Lord
on earth.是把父的意思摆在他自己意思的前面。
He always placed the will of the Father before his own will.
所以从他身上
，and so from him，
人就感受到一个权柄。
People could sense that authority.
因为他愿意让神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Because he is willing for the will for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以虽然我父亲他不懂得一些属灵的道理。
So even though my father, he does not understand some spiritual understanding.
但为着神在他身上所做的感谢赞美我们的。
For all that God has done in him, we truly thank and praise
the Lord. 让我明白一件事。
The Lord allowed me to understand.
我们在地上要成为神合用的器皿。
For us to be a useful vessel to God.
有一件非常重要的事情。
There is something that's very important.
就是我们愿意把我们的意思放在神意思的后面。
That we are willing to place our will after God's will.
也就是说，我们愿意让神的意思在我们身上有路。
That is to say, we are to allow God's will to have a way in us.
兄弟们，这是十字架。
This is the cross, brothers.
如果我们不愿意让神的意思在我们身上有出路。
If we do not allow God's will to have a way through us.
我们就让神的意思在我们身上碰钉子。
Then His will encounter nails.
但如果我们愿意让神的意思在我们身上能够出头。
However, if God's will has a way through us.
我们愿意在祷告的当中来学习舍己背十字架。
And in our prayer life, we are willing to deny ourselves and pick up our cross.
我们看见当我们奉主的名祷告的时候。
Then as we pray in His name.
弟兄姐妹，我们的祷告是带着能力。
Then our prayer will have power.
我们的祷告是要叫神的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
Then God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，这是为什么在腓立铁菲的面前有一个敞开的门。
This is why in Philadelphia before them they had an open door.
为什么仇敌要在他们面前要下拜？
Why was it that the enemy Satan was going to bow before them?
因为主的名在他们中间是真实的。
Because his name was true and real.
因为主的名在他们中间是有权柄的。
Because his name among them had power and authority.
因为他们让主的意思在他们中间是能够畅通无阻的。
Because they allowed God's will to have a way through them.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天主给我们还有学习的机会。
Today God still gives us an opportunity to.
因为主已经把他的名赐给了我们。
Because the Lord has already given us His name.
主也把他的心意告诉我们。
He has already told us His will and desire.
你们在地上奉我的名，无论求什么。
On earth, as you pray in my name, no matter what you ask.
我天上的父必为你们成就。
My Father will accomplish it. Will do it for you.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意，愿不愿意成为神旨意成就的器皿呢？
Are you willing to be a vessel that is useful to God?
我们愿不愿意起来祷告？
Are you willing to pray?
愿不愿意起来同心合意的祷告？
Are you willing to pray of one heart and one mind?
就像在五旬节那一天120个门徒一样。
Just like those disciples, the 120 who were praying at the day of Pentecost.
我们愿不愿意在那里来经历神在我们中间所要行的大事？
Are you willing to experience the great work that God wants to do?
何寿恩姐妹啊，是在主里面属灵鼎盛的一个姐妹。
Sister Margaret Barber, she is a sister in the Lord who is one who is very strong.
我们知道她在主的面前与主有一个非常亲密的关系。
We know that before the Lord, she had a very intimate relationship with Him.
有一次，她遇见一个非常为难的环境。
One time, she encountered a very difficult circumstance.
因为那个环境所要求的是她付出所有的代价。
The requirement of that circumstance was that she would pay everything. It was a very dear cost.
我们知道这是非常不容易的事情。
This was a very difficult thing.
感谢神，我们的姐妹她带着她流泪的泪痕的脸来向主祷告说。
But we thank the Lord, our sister, with tears in her eyes, she prayed to the Lord.
主啊，他说，为了叫我能够满足你的心。
She said, Lord, for me to be able to satisfy your heart,
我愿意破碎我的心。
I am willing to have my heart to be broken.
我们看见姐妹在祷告中学习舍己背十字架。
We see our sister in her prayer life, she was willing to deny herself and pick up
her cross. 她只有一个心愿，就是主的心愿，让主的心意得到满足。
She had the desire for God's heart to be fulfilled, to be satisfied.
还有一次，她与主在一件事上也起了争执。
Another time she had a conflict with the Lord.
她知道主有一个意思。
She knew that the Lord had his will.
她心里面也是喜悦这个意思。
And yes, in her heart she desired after that will.
但是她觉得这件事情实在是太难了。
But she found that matter to be very difficult.
所以我们就像在我们在生活当中一样。
Just like in our daily life.
很多事情都让我们觉得很为难。
So many things causes us to struggle.
但感谢主在这里何淑恩姐妹她向主祷告说。
But here we thank the Lord, Sister Margaret Barber, she prayed to the Lord and said.
她说主啊，我承认我不肯学习这个功课。
She said, Lord, I acknowledge that I am not willing to learn this lesson.
但是主求你不要向我屈服。
She said, "But Lord, do not be impatient with me."
她求主等一等。
Do not allow me to surrender.
给她一点时间。
Please wait. Give me some time.
她愿意改变她的心。
I'm willing to change. She was willing to change her heart.
她只愿意神的心意、主的心意能够得着满足。
She truly desired for the Lord's will to be done.
她为了讨主的喜悦。
In order to satisfy and please the Lord.
她愿意付出任何的代价。
She was willing to pay any cost.
弟兄姐妹，这是在祷告里面十字架的学习。
Brothers and sisters, this is the lesson of the cross in our prayer life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
我们需要学习奉主名的祷告。
We need to pray in His name.
好叫借着这些祷告的学习。
So that through our learning in our prayers,
我们能够更认识主。
We could come to know our Lord even more.
我们能够更明白他的心意。
We would come to know His will even more.
当我们明白他的心意和我们的想法是不同的时候，
Once we understand that His will is different from the way we think,
我们愿意拣选他的意思。
We would be willing to choose His desire.
我们愿意把他的意思摆在前面。
We're willing to place His desire first.
我们愿意舍己背起十字架。
We would be willing to deny ourselves and pick up our cross.
当我们这样子学习以后。
Once we are willing to learn in this way,
我们看见主就一点一点的把我们磨成他的形象。
Gradually, He will mold us into His image.
让我们能够想他所想的。
So that we could think the way He thinks.
让我们能够拣选他所要拣选的。
So that we could choose that which He chooses.
让我们能够喜悦主所喜悦的。
That so that we could also take pleasure in that which He takes pleasure in.
姐妹，这是主要我们奉他名的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is a prayer that is in His name.
这也是奉主名祷告真实的意义。
And this is the true meaning of praying in His name.
所以盼望主借着早晨这样的一点交通。
So we desire through this amount of sharing today.
主能够激励我们。
The Lord would encourage us.
叫我们能够起来答应主的呼召。
That we would rise up and that we would respond to His calling.
叫我们能够做一个祷告的人。
So that we would be a people of prayer.
借着祷告的过程。
Through the process of prayer.
主来改变我们。
We would allow the Lord to change us,
改变我们的心思
to change our minds,
改变我们的意念
to change our thinking,
改变我们的喜好
to change our desires,
好叫我们能够越来越像我们的
so that we could become more and more like our Lord,
叫我们在地上能够成为成就他旨意的器皿
so that we could be a vessel that accomplishes His will,
叫我们能够在地上能够成为主自己的见证
so that on earth we could be the true testimony, the testimony of our Lord.
愿主自己祝福他的话语
May the Lord bless His own words.
让我们一起低头再有点祷告
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
主尽管我们算不得什么
Lord, even though we count for not very much.
主你已经这样子爱了我
You have loved us in this way.
主，你把你自己宝贵的名赐给我们。
That you have given us your own precious name.
主，你还要我们能够奉你的名祷告。
And you desire for us to pray in your name.
主，早晨我们在你面前，实在是要承认我们过去许多的软弱和失败。
And so, Lord, this morning we do acknowledge our many past failures and weaknesses.
但主，我们感谢你。
But Lord, we thank you.
主，你还给我们有恩典的机会。
You still are gracious in giving us more opportunities.
主，你还要我们能够回头。
You desire for us to turn back.
主，叫我们能够听见你的声音。
So that we could hear your voice.
主，叫我们能够答应你的呼召。
That we would respond to your call.
主，叫我们能够起来祷告。
That we rise up and pray.
主，愿你的爱继续的激励我们。
May your love continue to encourage us.
主，叫我们在祷告的事上能够与你同工。
So that we would be co-workers with you in prayer.
叫我们能够在祷告的事上我们有所学习。
So in this matter of prayer, we would learn.
主，你带领我们进入奉你名祷告。 告的真实。
May you bring us into the true reality of prayer.
主，愿你的名在我们中间成为真实。
May your name be true and real among us.
愿你的名在我们祷告当中得着权柄。
May your name among us gain your authority.
主，好叫我们当我们奉你名祷告的时候。
So that as we pray in your name.
主，你的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主，我们喜悦你的旨意。
Lord, we desire after your will.
主，我们愿你的旨意能够行在我们中间。
So we pray that may your will be done among us.
主，愿你亲自兴起祷告的器皿。
May you yourself raise up many vessels.
主，你既然在我们中间开始了善工。
Since you have begun a good work.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
亲自来成就。
May you yourself do it.
叫颂赞荣耀越发归给我们。
May all praises, glory, and worship be given to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.